Okay. Are we ready?
Rob's
not here. Oh. Rob's not here. He wants to make his pit stop.
Well, then we
I am calling this meeting to order. Can we take a roll call? Go around.
You have to state the purpose of it.
Oh, okay. It's a finance committee meeting, and we're here to discuss the budget for 2016-2017.
What?
Just state your name.
Oh, Carol LaChance.
Rob Fredrickson, City Finance Director.
Michelle Pfister.
Sandy Lindblom.
Barb Johnson.
Daniel Chacon.
Russ Walter.
And we have visitors, Daniel Chacon and Rob Fredrickson from the city.
You didn't say your name.
You have
I said it.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Sorry. I'm Susan Chacon. Do we have any public comment?
Daniel, you have a comment?
He's like...
I'm on the spot.
All right. Now we can get down to the business of the budget for the fiscal year 16-17.
Okay. I've gone over it with Michelle.
That's really good, dear.
And Rob had proposed this, put it together for us, and basically I didn't see changes other very much from what we had this year.
I have one change that we can put in there. Most telecommunications encompasses anything other than what we're doing with Comcast. With the reductions we've had with Comcast, we could reduce that down to about $5,000.
Okay, let's see. I guess I need to get my other paper out.
Our current bills are like $380 per month, which includes telephone service.
As always, I have too many papers.
That's why we did it.
So this is...
So he's suggesting...
reducing the telecommunications line down to $5,000.
Is there anything else that gets paid in, you know, paid from that account?
Does our IT person gets paid from?
I thought he was paid out of professional services.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is.
Yep.
So internet and telephone is about $5,000. So there's a savings there. That's why we went to Comcast for everything. Because AT&T was just outrageous.
Yeah. I'm going to Comcast. So.
Yeah.
Okay, although our year-to-date at 75% is 44.16.
Well, that's a little bit of Comcast, a little bit of AT&T in there as well.
Hey, if you take the average, you're doing 75.70 for the year.
Yeah.
So you're not 5 off of 11, you're at 6, and you're saying that because it's a partial year with the Comcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to do 6,000 instead of 5, maybe? Let's go a little bit high the first year. Maybe next year we can.
Okay. I averaged out
75.70, but that doesn't includes the transition.
Transition.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So your last bill was for $774.
Well, that was 2 months also.
Oh, it was 2 months.
Yeah. It's just under $400 a month.
$46.44 or something.
Yeah,
$5,000.
We can go $5,000.
Yeah.
Do you perceive that that's going to remain the same?
I don't see. I get emails from Comcast on my service that when they're going to up anything, and so far I haven't gotten anything that they were going to up any of the rates on the business class. Residential, yeah. Business, no. I think we'll be okay where we are if we drop it down to 5 or 6,000, whatever you feel comfortable with.
I'm game.
Six.
Okay.
Little cushion.
Okay. We can always, you know, carry a balance there in the next year and adjust it later.
Okay. Going back up. I saw that you had increased the group health insurance. You're anticipating increases there?
Yeah, we do a 8% increase for health across the board, all city departments.
Okay.
Every year?
Every year, yeah.
Because that's about a $10,000 increase.
Yeah.
That's more than 8%. Isn't it? Or did we add people?
Well, it also includes the premium increases by 8%, but it also includes the full $6,000 for the HRA.
Right, but if we didn't add any people, because 8%, thank you, 8% of the 70.
But that's not what it's 8% of. It's 8% of the premium. I have actually a payroll master, so it's 8% of the premium, and then I add on $6,000 for everybody who has a PPO, which I think is everybody in the library. So there's an additional cost of $6,000. Now, historically, you haven't used that full $6,000 for everybody, but we budget that full $6,000 right, just in case. So, yeah, you're not going to see an exact 8% increase. I mean, to your point, it is probably closer to 10 because of that $6,000 HRA amount.
But that mathematically doesn't make sense. Because
how many full-time? Four?
Four.
Am I the only one who's not? Because if the $6,000 amount is flat every year, right? Like, that's not increasing at all.
But $6,000, right, per person.
Right, but
for four people.
We haven't added anybody. So then
you've taken one person away.
Right, so it seems like it would then be the 8% increase off of.
Okay, but that $10,000 is increase of over what's projected. The actual budget last year was $78,823. So that's an increase in a budgeted amount of only about $4,000.
Okay.
Right.
And again, if I don't have access to the city's drives, but I can send you a payroll master listing that shows everybody's salaries and then how exactly I came to project the health insurance and life and dental and dental as well. So I can send that to the committee tomorrow morning for your review.
Well, that's okay. That makes more sense because I was just...
Yeah, I was looking at the wrong line.
Mathematically,
too many. Right.
Okay.
All right. And then...
did you put salary raises in?
I did.
How much?
3.25.
3.25, okay.
Well, I mean, I put 3.25 in effective... It was effective January the 1st. I didn't put anything in at 9.51.
Oh, we were at 3.5.
Yeah, I thought it was 3.5.
Oh, I'm sorry, it is 3.5.
Yeah.
It is 3.5.
Okay.
The 209,960 represents the 3.5 raise that was given 1/1/16. I didn't include another raise as of 5/1 because I didn't get direction from the board to do so. But if you decide to do that, I mean, I certainly can.
Yeah, I know it's always confusing.
Yeah.
I can't in good conscience not give them a raise again. So I would say yes, but that's just me.
So we would want to put that into this budget?
I think in my opinion, we need to put it into every budget we establish from this point onward. I mean, I don't know that... You can't give them...
January 1st, or like what are you...
Well, we just gave them a raise, but I think that you're looking at... You're looking for not this year, but next year, right?
Right.
Fiscal year.
Yeah, fiscal year begins 5/1. Yeah. May 1st.
May 1st.
So it would be 3 months of raises.
Four from January.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, was that going... I'm fine with giving them a raise. I'm just wondering...
So are you proposing another raise next January 1st?
Yes.
What I've always done in the past, okay, is on their anniversary. Everybody doesn't get a raise the same month. On their anniversary, when they get evaluated, they would get a raise. So some would get it in September, some would get it in. But, you know, this last time we did across the board in 1 month. We could continue doing that same month. I don't care. But this is what I've done.
Yeah, we just need to budget
yeah,
for that amount. And then whatever you feel is appropriate for when they get their raise... They get their raise, but we budgeted for that amount. I can tell you that this is how much...
It's in the budget.
It's in the budget to give them this much of a raise. So we just, we're trying to do a little catch-up this year by giving them a
across
race.
The board, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a problem for you, Rob?
I'm not sure. Do you want me to do it as of January 1st? Do you want me to do it on their anniversary? Do you want me to do it as of 5-1? I mean, I can do it any way you want.
We just budget it in as of the beginning of the fiscal year, and then it's up to Michelle to give them the raise when it's appropriate for them.
Except for what about the full-time people? How does that work?
Same thing.
Still does it the same way?
Yeah.
It's just we're...
I always got my raise from you on
the anniversary, which is in May.
Yeah.
And so I always followed through with the rest of the staff and did it on their anniversary.
Yeah.
So this would be full-time and part-time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it would be based on their anniversary date?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're going to put the full amount into the budget now.
Yeah, we have to, yes.
For the fiscal year. For the next fiscal year, the money will be there, and then I can give...
Yeah, but I can see why he's questioning that, because if somebody's anniversary date is April...
Yeah.
Well, then...
Are you saying that it's going to be, like, merit-based, that there's no, like, sets? Like, somebody might get... 5%, somebody might get 2%, somebody might get 3%?
No.
Everybody gets the same amount.
Well, if everybody gets the same percentage-wise,
yeah.
I can probably look at their anniversary month and, you know, probably... That way you're not over-projecting salaries. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, to your point, I mean, if somebody gets a raise in April and you budget the full amount as a 5-1...
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can certainly do it by anniversary month and maybe get, you know, kind of make it...
Well, start in May 1st, and if somebody's anniversary...
They won't get reviewed.
Yours is May.
So there could be a real problem there.
If it wasn't May, then I'd budget the full year.
No.
But if it's like in next March of 17, then I wouldn't budget 12 months. I'd budget, you know, 2.
Maybe it'd be better to give them all at one at a time. Because we started it this way last time. Maybe, what month did we get the raise?
January 1st.
Every January 1st, we'll give it the raise again.
If it's not going to be merit-based, I think, why would it be tied to the review?
Yeah.
Like, it's just that's how I had done it.
But what it's worth, the city always does the fiscal year. And I think we got a COLA projected of 3.5 for fiscal year 17, and then anywhere from 3 to 3.5 going all the way out, projected anyway, through fiscal 2021. That's just what the city does.
Yeah. Okay, so you're proposing it might be easier if we did it by fiscal year instead of January 1.
Well, ideally it would be easier by fiscal year, but again, I can do it any way you like.
Especially,
I'm not tied to the fiscal year's fine with me.
Especially what?
Especially if somebody's anniversary is in April and then we don't start the raises till May. It just wouldn't be a fair system for that. So.
Fiscal year.
Yeah.
I say go with the fiscal year. That's what the city does, then...
Well, so are we going to give them a 3.5% raise on May 1st?
I'm all for that if we have the money. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, we don't have the money. But
I just think, my personal opinion is that we should have been...
Doing this for five years.
Yeah, I can't do it. I have to... So if we give them, if we're going to do it now and then in the fiscal year, fine. It's not going to... And then every year after that, it will be fiscal year.
Because if we wait till January, most of the year is gone.
Yeah.
And then
I say fiscal year.
Okay, so then as of May 1st, everyone's going to get a 3.5% increase?
Why not? I'm just saying.
Yeah, now again, because they've gotten their 3.5.
They've gotten 3.5 spread over 5 years. Now think about how much that really is. Yes.
Not even 1%.
They hadn't gotten an increase for 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So to me, that you can't even count that. That's just, that was kind of like...
You feel bad.
Yeah. Not even an IOU.
It was paying off past...
It was just, to me, a way of saying to them, we're really
starting it for a full year.
You're starting it
in the fiscal
this fiscal year, and from that, the way things are going to be handled.
It was just a perk.
Yes, that's a good way. It was a perk. It was a way of thanking them for putting up with the budget problems. Yeah.
Well,
not that they've gone away, but
if the librarians ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. That's our thing here.
Yeah.
Mama had, it's the same deal.
It's the same deal, Daniel.
If the ladies ain't happy, nobody can be
happy. So 3.5%, 5-1 for the fiscal year 17.
Yeah.
And then do you want to...
No, 16. right?
No, it's fiscal year 17.
Yeah, 17.
Yeah. Well, it starts May 16th.
Right.
It starts May 16th, but that's the fiscal year 17.
Correct.
Right. May 1st through April 30th, 17.
Right. And do you want salaries to remain flat for fiscal year 2018 through 2021?
Until you change them in the city, then we'll change ours. Yeah. However you're doing it, we're going to do it.
No, when you say flat, no increase after...
Well, that would be something you would revisit. I mean, all we... The city does a five-year budget.
Yeah.
Fiscal year 17 is actually the budget that we're going to have to live by next year, and then we do projections for 18 through 21. So, I mean, for projected purposes, we can leave it flat. We can show the increase. It's something
show
that you're going to revisit anyway.
Show the increase.
Yeah, show the increase. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll mirror the city's increases then for those through 18 through 21. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, that's good. Sure. Thank you.
Not trying to make
Do you know what those increases are?
Like I said, they're between 3 and 3.5%. They vary each fiscal year. I don't recall off the top of my head. I know next year is 3.5%, but I can't remember what 18 through 21 is, what it is.
Why
between.
Not?
I got a lot of numbers floating around in my head every day, but it is between 3 and 3.5%.
You should remember.
I can tell you that.
Got to give you a hard time.
FICA can't come. FICA payments will have to go up, too.
And so will your retirement plan contribution, which is your IMRF.
Yeah.
So those will be adjusted as well.
Yeah. So just so we're aware of those increases there also.
Exactly,
well.
Right.
Can I ask about the unemployment? It's 1 year we pay it, next year we don't budget it for it, but we do budget for it, don't pay it.
Well, the reason unemployment, you didn't pay anything in 15, the reason you're probably not going to pay anything in 16 is because we had, well, actually, the city reimburses you for your unemployment and your liability insurance.
Okay.
So the reason you're not showing any expense for unemployment insurance is the city actually had a pretty large, sizable reserve with our unemployment agency of around $25,000. So I've just been letting that reserve kind of dwindle down rather than just continuing to add to it. So you'll start to see some unemployment expense in fiscal year 17, but it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be very much, $2,500, $2,000. But again, that has no real impact on your bottom line because if you look up at the transfer from general, that number encompasses your unemployment insurance expense as well as your liability insurance expense. So,
gotcha.
I mean, that number could be $10,000. It's not going to impact your bottom line. It's going to be reimbursed by the city. So.
Okay.
All right. Okay, then let's see. The other line that I felt we needed to change was the outside repair and maintenance because we're already...
Way over.
Well, we're over for percentage-wise, but Michelle, you want to tell them about the bill we have coming up?
Oh. Well, with maintenance, we always have a lot of big bills coming up, and this is just one more. We had the security door, the automatic door, the motor went out on it, and it's going to be $2,000 to fix it. It's already been fixed. The bill will go in with the next bill list. And right now, our flagpole, I need to find someone to come out and take care of that because the cable broke on it, so I have to figure out who fixes flagpoles, which is not an easy thing to do.
I wouldn't know.
But that's going to be a big expense, too. I mean, anytime you do, it's just, and the building, we're going to be here 9 years in February 11th, so.
This
week.
Flagpoles for the city. Public Works take care of those, or?
As far as maintaining them?
Yeah.
I'm not, excuse me.
They've never done anything.
I'm not really sure. No. I imagine they probably would, but I don't really know.
It's just stringing a cable in there.
Right.
They got the cherry picker to get up to the top if they needed to.
Can you do that for me,
though? Ask if they'll...
No, you do it.
Okay, personally?
Yeah. There's a lot of other people in the city who are better qualified than me. You probably don't want me on a cherry picker, but...
The cable broke, and it's inside.
Yeah.
It's not on the outside, so...
Oh.
It's
that. You need that guy from the sandwich fair who sells those flagpoles.
I know Vern Henney has put flagpoles up.
Oh,
I
well, there you go.
He's one direction I could go. So.
Have you spoken to Eric about it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I just want to mention
it.
It just happened.
Oh, okay.
I knew where he was going with that.
When Michelle and I met this morning, we figured that with this bill that we will be at our budgeted amount for the year, this year. And then we'll still have...
March and April.
Couple more months.
Just our light bulbs alone, as you have seen on the bill budget, is the ballast is to fix.
So how much more should we budget
well,
for that?
I was proposing increasing it by 5,000, so okay. That would be up to 25,000.
Is that enough?
Well, unless we have some huge catastrophe.
Which is not going to matter. I mean, if you have a huge catastrophe, it's going to happen
right.
No matter what you budget.
Then we go to our reserve.
There goes our telecommunication money we just saved.
Yeah. Right, which is probably, we may need it. Okay.
You want that 25 through 2021?
Sure.
I think so. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't
worry about the next 4 years like you do.
Yeah. I think it's just only going to get worse. I don't think you can lower that.
No, because as the building gets older, why there's going to be more repair.
And if we don't spend it, we have it.
Yeah.
Okay, then the other item is that we said we were going to add a line item for books this year.
Imagine that. A library that finally has a line item for books.
A line item?
That means we actually have money put in the budget to buy books. Right now we don't.
How much, Sandy?
Well, how much money will be put in?
I don't know. How much is a reasonable amount, Michelle, to buy what you think is necessary to keep our collections
current?
Current, yeah. I mean, we're never going to catch up, but I mean, just so that we don't fall behind like we've been falling behind.
Maybe 15,000 or something.
15,000?
I don't think that's a joke. I think that's probably very realistic.
We used to have that amount budgeted.
Yeah.
She is buying books out of development fees, but like this month, last month, we had basically no money in development fees. So,
what's the future of development, Rob? What do you see the city's development fee outlook? I mean, are people getting building permits? Are they?
Yeah, they are. It's steady. I mean, you have $20,000 budgeted, from now until 2021. You did 25 last year. And I think the 20 to 25 range is feasible. I mean, development fees are so tough because they're so cyclical.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's any indication the market's going to go,
soften.
I mean, they're the first thing that gets hit.
Like,
looks like there's building around us, though. It just doesn't seem like we're getting it in Yorkville.
When it's $500 each.
What's that?
How do we get $800 this month?
Right.
When it's $500 per house.
Well, I think depending on where they build, there's different fees.
Yeah.
Developers got a break.
Right.
I think they got a break. I think that there's fee locks in certain areas of the city.
Because I thought we were...
And it's not just for the library, but it's for all...
Yeah, I thought that
funds.
Too. Maybe that was just my naive thinking. I thought every time a house is built, we got $500, end of discussion. That's not true.
Well, I think, like I said, there's fee locks in different subdivisions. Some, I think most of the time you do get $500, but I think there are certain subdivisions where there's fee locks in place, where maybe you only get $300. And again, it's not just the library that suffers. I mean, the
right.
city gets less money, too.
So it's just what the city negotiated with different developers.
Right. And this was probably back in the day, within the last 10 years. I don't think it's anything recent, but, they're still in effect.
Okay.
I have a question. How, for building houses, does the library or the city get money?
Impact fees.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's an agreement.
It's basically you're paying prepaying taxes on the building before the house is built.
Right. Oh.
So it's like, I don't know, the total fees are like $15,000 or $20,000 on a house.
Something like that.
So the builder the homeowner who bought the house pays those fees, and they go to the city, fire, the school, sanitary district. Actually, I don't think the sanitary district gets anything, but the library gets something. So everybody gets a little piece of that.
Good question, Daniel.
Good question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do you think we...
It's full of questions.
Well, it's zero right now, so anything is better than nothing.
I'd put at least 1,000 in it.
That's all?
Well...
How much could we put in there and not...
Not hurt? the budget?
Print the budget too much? And is it?
I mean, that just so seems.
Much, is it? That is seems it an amount is over all the books or?
What do we have for DVDs? 2,000.
Yeah. How do you want to allocate that money? Because you have a line for adult books, juvenile books, reference books, and audiobooks.
Yeah, we did have, but I think we'll just do one
for books.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
I can. You don't want to separate it out between. I mean, we could put just like 1,000 or 2,000 bucks in adult books, and then just code it to juvenile reference or audio, depending on what they are.
Okay. Yeah.
And I guess as long as you don't go over and aggregate it, it really doesn't matter if that makes sense.
You're referring to a previous budget then?
Right, yeah. Back when you used to budget for books.
What was our last amount that we did budget for books? Do you have that in your little computer there?
No, I only show 2 years of history.
It doesn't go back that far.
Yeah, I think what, fiscal year 10, 11 maybe the last time you had money in Fund 82 for books? It's been a while. I mean,
sad.
So we probably could put a line item for adults and children's. And just the books, but the DVDs, we got that already. And audiobooks and that, we can take out of development fees. This could be a good start, at least getting some money in the book budget for children's and adult books.
You want to do 1,000 adult, 1,000 juvenile?
At least.
I was going to say 2,500 because I was thinking a total of 5,000.
I agree. I'm with that.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
How much?
2,500 in adult and 2,500 in children's.
Are you sweating?
Yeah.
Do you want to stand up just in case somebody, you get a big donor for children's and then you're limited?
She is
well,
just 20,
is there some way you can
each?
Do just one line item for that?
Yeah, I mean, we can just have a line item called books if you
yeah.
want.
And then she could get whatever she wants.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I personally would prefer.
Yeah, I think she should be able to get whatever she wants, whatever we need.
Single line item.
Yeah.
So we might get a lot of donations, yeah, and so. Somebody might say, I want all kids' books. Like that $1,000 we just got, the lady wants children's
well, and the,
books.
Well, and the miniature way, golf is all going to children's.
Yeah, we can do what we need.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and you have a better handle on that than we do, so we'll just give you the.
All right, so we'll do $5,000 for
yeah.
books. Why we're spending money like we have it.
I have a question about.
That's going to feel good until.
Computer equipment.
Do we have to pay for it?
No. I have a question too.
Do we feel we have enough coming in development fees to maintain our technology, or
right
do we
now.
Need to put something in? Because the computers out here are.
Ancient?
Ancient.
Old as the building.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I can't believe
we've
that.
We've got some money in there for about $5,000 to update right now, and
yeah.
I don't know what more we've got to do. I don't know. Once the computers start going,
yeah.
we're going to have issues.
Yes, we are.
But we have replaced computers one at a time along the line,
yeah.
and some of them are okay. Majority, no.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have any money in there right now.
We don't have any money in there. That's all been coming out of development fees. Mm-hmm. The half that goes to technology.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a matter of how much I want to put in development fees. I mean,
yeah.
I could get $2,000 in development fee and put it all in technology and not spend any on books.
Right.
I mean, it's what we need.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have to put some in there.
It used to be split the two ways. Is it
yeah.
still split the two ways when we get a development fee? So, I mean, it used to be half went this way and half went that way.
No,
so it's all just...
Yeah.
It all goes into Fund 84. And, I mean, you do have almost $30,000 in fund balance in Fund 84. I mean, just as a suggestion, I would recommend you spend that down before you spend anything in your operations fund. For books and, compact
yes.
discs or computer
yeah.
and equipment.
Okay.
Yes, Daniel.
What has happened in the last 5 years that you put this library?
People lost their homes.
Kaboom.
People lost their homes.
Yep.
So they didn't.
The economy went down.
You know, so yep. there were no taxes being paid on any of many homes that we would have got the property taxes for. They just walked out of their houses and just let the banks take them.
Went bankrupt.
Yeah.
Went bankrupt.
Yeah.
Grand Reserve. Yeah, the builder went bankrupt.
And things are better, but we just haven't caught up.
Yeah.
NDAC is falling pretty sharply.
They come in and they evaluate how much your house is worth, and you pay taxes accordingly.
630, I mean, that's, mm-hmm. and that's, you know, on the uptick. You were down in the 620s for a while, unfortunately. So
houses aren't worth as much as they were.
So do you have any other comments about the budget?
Well, I did put in your projected levy amount next year of $644,719.
Yeah.
So just to make you aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a factor of that increases 2% per annum. So we'll see, obviously, what happens with property taxes. That's going to be interesting to see. I mean, you know, again, your revenues are... I really didn't do much with the revenues. They seem to be fairly consistent year in, year out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think fine revenues a little bit down this year, if I recall correctly.
Right.
Good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah.
Susan, that's so pretty.
Yeah, really, a lot of your charges for services, fines are down.
Copy fees.
Subscription cards. Program fees is tracking on budget. Your investment earnings probably needs to be brought down. 1,500 is a pretty sizable number when you're, you know, getting 5 basis points at Old Second and Illinois Fund. Maybe 500 may be more appropriate there. Rental income's tracking about right. DVD rental is a little soft this year. It's only about 50%. And then the miscellaneous income looks fine. And then the transfer is just going to wash out whatever you incur for liability and unemployment. So. Do you want me to look at some of these revenues and adjust them maybe to kind of how they're tracking now, like the library fines, the subscription cards, the copy fees, or do you want to leave them alone?
I'm trying to leave them where they are.
None of them are.
Do you know anything that you could talk about that the city might be looking at annexation that would adjust that amount? Annexation agreements that are out there?
Nothing that I'm aware of that would impact those line items. No.
Okay.
They're so minimal that I don't think it's worth
the time to...
Yeah.
And to your point, you're right. I mean, really, property taxes is the whole ballgame now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking with Michelle today at the miscellaneous income. It says, you know, we had 116.82% of the budget, but then when you look at the numbers, it's 584 and 500. So, you know, you have to kind of look at the numbers besides just the percentages. Hmm. Okay, so in summary, we're going to put in the next budget 3.5%. Increase in wages as of fiscal year, understanding that will affect FICA, etc. We're going to put in $6,000 instead of $11,000 for telecommunications. We're going to add a line item for books of $5,000. We're going to increase the outside repair and maintenance to $25,000 from $20,000. Any other changes anyone else sees? Obviously, that's going to change totals, but...
Do we need a motion to... present it to the board?
I can give you a motion.
Don't we just have to make the motion when we get into it?
Okay.
We don't have to do it in committee, do we?
I don't have any idea.
Are you presenting tonight to the board?
No, we'll have to wait until we get Rob's final numbers.
Yeah. So I don't think we have to do anything. Do
okay.
Put it on the agenda for next month.
Right. Mm-hmm. That will go on
it. We do have it on to talk about it.
And that will be okay as far as the city's concerned, Rob?
Well, I mean, ultimately, it is your budget.
Yeah.
I mean, some aldermen may have some opinions about certain things. I don't know what they are, what they're going to say. But, you know, for my part, I will make these adjustments And I'll send you out a revised sheet no later than noon tomorrow, so you'll definitely have plenty of time to assess what these changes, how they'll impact your bottom line. And if you want to meet again, you'll certainly have time to do so between now and March's library board meeting. So.
Meet again and to take off what we just put on?
Well, yeah, again, we'll
see. The City Council can't adjust our budget.
No, but I meant, when is the city going to present, vote on their budget?
Oh, probably either the first or second meeting in April.
Okay.
Yeah, so, we never pass it prior to the first meeting in April.
Okay.
And more than likely than not, it'll probably go to the final meeting in April. It generally does. But last year we got it done early, so who knows?
Okay, so if we approve it at our March meeting, then that'll be...
certainly.
Okay, to include it in the city budget.
Be optimistic when we approve it. At our March meeting.
Did I say if we do?
Yeah.
Yes, when we do.
When we do.
Excuse me.
Okay, I feel a lot better, even though we don't have enough money, but that's all right.
We're doing what we can.
It looks like it should be a better,
money for books.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I move that we adjourn.
Yep.
All in favor?
This meeting's good.